Speaking of holding people hostages, you see that Amy Cooper lady strangle her dog?
What?
There was just this lady in Central Park, and a black dude who was a bird watcher. Mm-hmm. So that's the level of threat we're talking about as far as black dudes.
Bird watcher. So he's got like a Jeff cap on, like a weird, complicated button
like
down,
probably like a scarf. Color. Yes. Couldn't. I mean, come on. Come on, lady.
He's wearing like a button down with Chinese symbols on it. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Basically, they got the widest argument possible. Like, her dog was off her leash in the area of Central Park where bird watchers go. And he didn't want the dog scaring off the bird. So he was like, ma'am, you have to put that dog on a leash. And she fucking lost her shit and was like, I'll call the police on you right now.
Oh my God.
And she's getting. I mean, crucified, dude. Her job's gone. I think the dog was recognized by the, because during the phone call, she's literally strangling the dog for some reason. She's just lost her mind.
She got pissed.
She's in a pure panic, and she's holding the dog by the collar. That's like, it's choking the dog.
Oh.
And she like calls the cops. She's like, there's a African American man who's threatening me and my dog. And so anyway, she's getting, you know, publicly crucified. And so much so that she's definitely going to lose her job. And she also lost her dog. The dog, she had to return the dog.
She's not allowed to have the dog.
It was a rescue. Oh. No, she gave the dog back.
So she strangled it. Dude, this lady's done.
Yeah. And then I was just looking at articles.
That's suicide watch shit, dude. You lose your rescue dog.
Oh, she's going to kill herself. And she also, she had like a white lady, she was probably like late 30s, early 40s, late 30s. I only saw one grainy video, but she had like short hair. She had like a Rachel Maddow cut. And it's like, obviously this lady's liberal.
Yeah.
Like clearly. And I was just reading articles about how they're like, no, liberal white people can be racist too. Just so you know. It's like, oh really?
Oh, for real? Tell me.
Oh, really?
Explain this.
They're like,
to
no,
me.
It's believe it or not, it's not party lines. Democrats can be racist too. It's like, oh, thank you, media.
Oh, that's so fucking
funny.
It's
fucking even in these moments, they're patting themselves on the back for being liberal and being like, no, Democrats can be racist too.
Yeah, believe it or not,
fucking unbelievable.
Believe it or not, sometimes when rich Democrats see black people, we fantasize about calling the police just because we're scared.
Yeah,
we're nervous. We don't know what's going on, and sometimes, dude, that is so funny. She again, in one of those like anime type battles, he was like, you need to move your dog. She's like, I'll call the fucking police right now. Calling the police. Please. Come on.
Sing, sing. Like all the fucking, yeah. Like,
oh. She's also probably going through her head. She's like, who do I call to deal? What the situation arose, and she was like, oh, I'm going to call the police.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'd like to report a black guy inconvenience me. There's a black guy bothering me.
Yeah.
What, a black guy disagreeing with me in the park?
Yeah. Oh, these are the mutts, dude.
What
you better choke one of those mutts.
Oh,
which mutt is that?
I'm about to choke both of these guys if someone takes them off me.
Let me see those boys.
Here, I'm going to pull the Logitech around.
Let's see these boys. Yes, dude. Look at that basement, bro. You got a nice setup.
Yeah, I got to keep cleaning it up, man. It's a little...
It's
getting there.
What are the mutts doing down there?
I'm banishing them. Well, if the door, sometimes I don't shut the door all the way, and they just, Jackson busts his head through the door. Let me,
You got to banish him?
Yeah, for sure. All right, we back. The mutts have been continuing.
Get rid of them dags?
Yeah, so this lady, she just bugged out. She bugged out and was
She bugged, sick. Dude.
Well, I mean, that's also any, I mean, it, you know, this lady's, I would guess she's decently well-to-do. She's out, you know.
Oh, she was like around. The vice president of, she's doing well.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, and this goes for a lot of the, you know, people who like share Huffington Post articles are like, this is so fucked up, I can't believe this. As soon as they're inconvenienced at all, their brat supersedes their ability to be like a liberal white hero. So as soon as they get inconvenienced, you're like, fucking call the police on you, black motherfucker. Oh, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, the level of brat is so high that's what people don't realize.
It's what we've literally been pointing out and what we've been basically at war with since 2016.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yep.
Like, we've had our fucking swords out against this for years. Just white liberals being racist as fuck.
Yep.
And then hiding behind this weird, like, holier than thou, like, can you believe Trump supporters are so stupid? It's like, you're just as dumb. You're just as dumb. You're equals.
Yeah, man.
You're the same people.
Well, when they, you know, they've been building their personality for the last 4 years on how they're, like, morally superior to everybody else. And it's like, and it's just fucking.
Yeah, and all it takes is one bird watcher being like, hey, can you put your dog on a leash? Instantly. Yeah, morality out the window.
Oh, dude, that's funny. I mean, it's
also big news today. Jimmy Fallon tweeted out that he was very sorry for doing a blackface impression of Chris Rock on SNL in the 2000s.
What happened?
I don't know.
That's also funny too, to just not think for yourself to the point where you're just like, what are we doing? Oh, we're doing blackface today. Okay, guys, I'll do some blackface. And then he'd do Oh no. That's the wrong decision. Oh, man.
Whoa.
I thought I liked blackface. Now I don't.
That's a pretty good Fallon.
Oh, dude, I've been spying Fallon for a minute.
Really? Have you been practicing Fallon at night?
No, I haven't been practicing him. Every time I watch him, I'm just like, ever since he made fun of Neil Young, I was like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you, Fallon. That's when he personally offended me.
And he hit the year though here pretty hard, which is funny. All these people that like this is, I think he might have been reading his own Reddit comments, because I think he just made a preemptive apology for no reason.
He just came out and was like, oh dude, and first of all, yeah, that's funny. It's funny he was like, oh, by the way, totally forgot about this and missed all these people losing their jobs and stuff. Just jogged. I just saw my Facebook timeline. It's probably him in blackface. He was like, remember this? He was like, shit.
Oh, shit. Here he goes. Actually, you should probably read it with your accent. In 2000, while on SNL, I made a terrible decision to do an impersonation of Chris Rock while in blackface. There is no excuse for this. I am very sorry for making this unquestionably offensive decision, and thank all of you for holding me accountable. Unquestionably offensive decision.
That's so funny.
That's honestly like close to the verbiage that NBC was trying to get me to say. It's really? Very close.
How's his blackface, first of all?
I'm sure it's wildly offensive.
Is he good at it or is he bad at it?
I think he's good. He's good at impressions.
I was about to say he did. I mean, if I get a Neil Young impression, consider us, you know, beef and squash. Like, I consider blackface as long as you come out and say, like, shouldn't have mocked Neil Young. Because that personally pissed me the fuck off.
Blackface Jimmy. That's funny. I was just typing it in. Realized Blackface Jimmy is a funny nickname for Jimmy Fallon.
This is pretty funny. BFJ.
It's pretty good.
Really? I have to see this. Oh man.
Well, Blackface Jimmy.
Who was the who was like the makeup designer?
I don't know. They need to be held accountable too. I'm gonna get the, you know, see if they're still around over at SNL.
Blackface isn't a solo crime. This is like a team. There's definitely like an entire team that pulls off a blackface. People just don't do this alone.
It's funny to imagine sitting in, it looks like a barbershop, like where they're where the makeup room is at SNL. Like, you just sit in a chair, and there's like a team of people around him, like, painting his face black. They must have been like, this actually looks pretty, you look pretty black.
Oh, yeah. There was definitely someone.
Must have said that the whole time.
There's definitely someone like, no. Don't they have like lighter kind of mustache? You
the mustache. Wait, how do we make his fucking nose bigger?
Yeah, there must have
good
been,
stuff.
That was somebody's job. That was somebody's job to be like, no, it's not right. Perfect. Some makeup artist is like, perfect.
Yeah, he's like, say something jive real quick, would you?
Oh,
Jimmy?
You know that perfect. That makeup artist is definitely on Facebook right now, like, and these motherfuckers, believe anyone would do this. And it's like calling all makeup artists. Dude, you know how many times a makeup artist probably gets called to like a rich person's house and they're like, blackface, please.
Doll me up here.
That's when you go to the elites, dude. That was who?
The elites should, instead of those like Eyes Wide Shut parties with those masks, they definitely have just blackface parties.
They 100% do. You can't convince me they don't. Like, oh, I got a good makeup artist, excellent blackface. That's all they do. That's the whole point of Halloween. So the elites could just comfortably do blackface. That's when it started. It's a psyop.
Yeah.
It didn't start with like Dios de los Muertos. It started in like 1975. The elites were like,
true.
We please start doing blackface. We please true. One day a year.
The elites, dude, it is so funny that like frats used to have like pimps and hoes parties where dudes would like go full blackface. Like everyone did blackface.
Well, they would just be pimps.
That was like while we were in college, dude.
Oh, dude.
That was like very recently.
Yeah, that was like they wouldn't go. I never see anyone bust out the makeup on a pimps and hoes party, but it was like.
I've seen pictures. It's always like a dude in a Michael Vick jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've always seen pimps and hoes parties where it was like people would just dress like pimps. But I've never seen them go full bore on the, you know.
Yeah, I don't think anything was holding people back other than the effort.
True. True that.
Ooh, it was a bad blackface party.
I'm trying to think of
like. These blackface parties aren't even close.
I'm trying to think of like when it became. So like when I guess I graduated school 2009. So 2004.
Honestly, I'm sorry to cut you off. This is pretty fair. There's a black guy in there going whiteface with the squad, and they're the Jamaican bobsled team. That's pretty good.
I mean, everyone's having fun for that.
That's fair game. That's all you have to do to counteract getting in trouble for blackface is have one black dude there in whiteface.
True.
You're like, no, everyone was having fun. Stay out of it.
Yeah, this is just, you know, we're having a good time. This is Freaky Friday. We're doing Freaky Friday right now.
Yeah, we twisted it up.
I mean,
yeah,
Little Dicky did really good blackface in the Freaky Friday video. It looks exactly like Chris Brown.
Yeah, and he sings the N-word in that.
Yeah, true. Oh, my God. Yeah, man. That's a hard day. If you're watching the news, you're just tallying who's winning right now. And like the libs were winning, they were up. And all of a sudden it was like Jimmy Fallon, blackface, lady in the park, freaks out, calls the police. It's a hard L.
Well, the liberals are, they're going to take the L on this Amy Cooper lady. She's definitely a liberal.
Yeah, but they'll win by being.
Yeah, they'll win. Yeah, true, true. Any racial issue.
We have to admit the fact that, as crazy as it sounds, if you watch a certain news, you can be racist too. It's amazing.
Yeah. Even though we all watch the same television show, we can still be racist.
Dude, I was assigned their discernment of reality to a corporation that benefits from telling them what they want to hear and be like, this is what it is. And it's like, dude, it's like them like just looking through a Nike sign and just being like, oh yeah. And someone's like Reebok. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it's just like, it's the wrong set of cherry picked fat. It's so fucking nuts to watch people. Yeah. There's a company that profits off of just kind of corralling your reality in a way that makes you feel like you're always right. And it's like, I can't believe people actually subscribe. It's so fucking weird.
It is. It's very funny. Also, I was looking at, dude, Amy Cooper's definitely going to kill it. Like this, her offense is now, I mean, whether we like it or not, the she's getting the death penalty from society right now for what she did.
Yeah.
And she might be the first. This is a rough one for a white liberal lady from New York.
Yeah.
And her dog getting taken away is the real dagger. It's so funny. It's so fucking mean.
Well, it's also like, what happens?
She had a mental breakdown and somebody filmed it on. Look, I'm not saying what she was doing wasn't, you know, wrong.
Yeah.
But she clearly, if you're doing something that stupid, you've lost your fucking mind.
She's out of, yeah.
She, and she, like, you can hear in the video, she's totally out of breath. She's like, you're assaulting me. Like, and she's strangling her dog. Like she's not even paid. She's holding her dog as high up as she can with her collar for some reason. She's losing her fucking mind in it. And now, you know, she's going to lose her job and her dog and get called a racist forever. And it's wild.
It's it's also the fact that nobody knows anything about this. Like was she running around 100%? Do you know what was her childhood? Like, what's she up to? Is she maybe fucking bipolar? Did the news cover that? Who the fuck knows? But yeah, it's instantly the first thing you go to is like, this was a totally perfectly functioning racist lady who freaked out on a black guy. It's like, maybe that's the story. Maybe fucking not. Maybe she completely detached from reality and freaked out.
Yeah. And then it's.
Dude, imagine if you saw like, you know, you walk around in Philly and like, the one time I walked by a guy, it was like, I don't know if he was like an Indian dude. He was just like one of those guys you see in Philly of like a totally indiscernible race. You're like, I don't know. Like this person could be anything. And me and Brittany walked by and the guy, what is that?
Joe Biden.
That's fucking sick. Me and Brittany.
me and Brittany, I forgot Phil put that on my laptop.
That's fucking hilarious. Me and Brittany walked by this guy. We were going to get tacos, and he was like, this motherfucking white man and his black bitch, they don't scare me. If I had stopped around, like, excuse me. He was fucking nuts. If I had stopped around, like,
yeah.
Excuse me, you bigots? What did you say? Like, yeah. There's a crazy person rambling to himself. And I was like, oh, fucking. Brittany was like, what did he say? I'm like, he's fucking nuts. Let's go get tacos.
Yeah, and it's that's funny. Good for him. Look, I'm happy funny. For that guy. He that guy like, stood his ground against
white
him.
Man. Damn, I'm scared about the white man, his black bitch. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Can you stop? And again, it's definitely different. This guy's
it'd be like, funny if you were fighting with your bae and you're like, yeah, you hear that? Everybody knows.
High fived him. Like,
you fuck are me. A bitch. A black bitch.
man,
it's the crime. The crime's the. And it's. I'm not saying this. It's just the these. You know, kangaroo courts, these people, there's, you know, I hate to say lynch mob defending a racist lady, but yeah, you can't say that. But that's kind of what happened. These social, these mobs on Twitter just it hang a person immediately.
Yeah. Cause
they're like, well, serves them right. It's like, no, I mean, don't, just the, you know, the crimes are not matching the punishments here.
Well,
the
dude,
punishments are like, you're dead.
Yeah, well, here, this is the problem. It's like they're, you know, their information diet, they're going to a fountain, like a soda fountain with only lemon lime Gatorade, and that thing's gone all the time. And so whenever they get anything, they're just like, oh, lemon lime Gatorade, oh, fucking off with it, rather than being, well, what actually happened, you know, or waiting a fucking day to be like, well, let's see what else, you know, let's see what the full fucking
deal
is before I'm like, off with their fucking head, give me your dog, I'm gonna fuck her dog. It's like,
what? Yeah, or like, take it easy. Just they just instantly named her and put it on social media. And they're like, well, no, this is justice. It's like, I don't know. I think we're getting in a dangerous world where, you know,
it's a figurative guillotine. It's literally a figurative guillotine. If it was, if we were all standing around in like weird Shakespeare clothes, they would have cut that lady's head off. If we didn't have, if we didn't have social media, the same impulse to be like, cut her fucking head off, put her in her
it was in that, drop it. It was in that book, that canceled book I read. The guy was like, yeah, they used to do these, you know, the stocks and the pill, like putting you in front of everybody in the town and everybody would shame you. Mm-hmm. And then the reason they stopped doing it wasn't like, you know, it's not like we evolved. They were just like, no, this shaming was too, like it was horrible. People couldn't deal with it. Like people would be like, all right, I'll take the lashes, but can we please do them in private?
Yeah.
Like the lashes, I don't give a fuck about the public part. And it's like, you know,
imagine having to cry in front of your, everyone you've ever known in your village, just getting big. I mean, you were all fine.
For like, you fucked somebody.
Yeah, exactly. You came,
you know,
you came. And then next thing you know, you're in front of your, I mean, imagine how hard you'd come after that though. The whole village laughing and pointing. And then like you're back out, you're shepherding and the sheep. You're like,
you're not jerking off with the sheep.
Yeah, I mean that's
one. The fuckers want to make me cry. Want to make me cry when I come, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, dude. I mean, again, it's like, you know, and every it's so easy. I can always hear people twisting it up, like, oh, so now you care? So this is who your defense? Like, no, dude. It's like it could be anybody, dude. It could be anybody. People just rushing to a snap judgment.
Yeah,
like let's destroy their life. Like, how old is this lady? 45 years old. Let's think about.
Yeah, let's say she's 40.
Everything she's ever done. Snap a picture of her at her worst, obviously, and then be like, "It's all coming down."
That's her forever.
Exactly.
That's literally she's dead.
And it's not even that big of a deal. If you get caught like freaking out in a park and calling the police on a black dude, like, sure, like you should definitely like get like.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's
definitely is up to your company. To be like, yeah, this is a bad look, dude. We're fucking out. But for like to have the army of people who are like, in here she is, let's get her address, let's fucking hear, we're gonna kick her, she's fucked up forever.
It's yeah.
Like, all right, man. Like that's all right. That's cool. That's
true. I mean, it's up to her company to fire her for sure if they want to fire her, whatever. If somebody's unstable enough that they're doing that, yeah, they probably shouldn't be in charge of anything.
Yeah, they should give her desk duty like a cop. She'd be like, you're off the streets.
Yeah, true. I'm waiting for 2 weeks. One of these insurance companies needs to have the same like spine and defense of their own as the fucking police do. Where these police will like shoot a black dude on camera and the company's like, and the police station's like, we're not giving out his name And
I mean, they're a gang. The police are
he's getting
gang.
Paid. Oh, they're a gang, dude. I remember there was a 50 Cent said that in like a documentary I was watching of 50 Cent. And he was like, that's the biggest gang right there. And as soon as he said it, I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, man.
It's still dudes. They just have helicopters.
Yeah, dude. They're fucking squatted up.
Yeah, they shoot.
And there's a specific, like, you know, if you kick somebody's ass and the cops, like, you know, if someone kicks my fucking ass, they're like, oh, this guy, stop kicking his ass. If you beat a cop up, they all are like, motherfucker, you're dead.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it makes sense. That's the, you know, that's the mentality. But yeah, dude, that's man, it's a tough day. It's a tough day in the news cycle. It's funny, dude, I haven't been listening to the news at all, like at all. I got real big in and be like, I'm going to start reading The Atlantic. I'm going to start reading The Economist or whatever. I make it for like 2 weeks of like following with stuff. And I'm just like, oh, fuck this shit. I can't, man.
Oh,
that's funny. That's what's going on. Just more bullshit.
It is. And it's like, oh, this one.